It is all right to sweat when you worship. Don't let anybody tell you any different. At least in this church. It's all right to sweat when you worship. But mainly, I want to be honest with you. If you don't feel like singing, don't feel like singing. But let's not be afraid to shout out to God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's not be afraid to be the person that God created you to be when you worship. There are times, quite honestly, when I am really touched by something that I am inward to myself. I don't talk. I don't sing. I just sit there and kind of take in the moment. And that is perfectly fine. All right? What I always want to say is encourage you to be yourself. If you feel like singing loud, then sing loud. So many times in the United Methodist Church, we have been trained through years of drudgery and worship that we think we have to sit there and keep our mouth shut. And I'm sorry. I don't know where the church got that, but that is false. Okay? I want you to be yourself whenever you worship in this church. And Stephen, you can only have one of those.
Boy, he's got an eagle eye, doesn't he? I would like to bring to your attention our concerns on the back of your bulletin. And we want you to take this home, put it by your prayer chair or wherever you sit in quiet time with God. And like Betty said, all we have to do is say, "Hi, God, I have a concern," and He hears us. So please be sure to take those and pray for them. I would also like to lift up that the Sweet Adeline group that I'm part of and Idella Arthur is a part of, we are going to district competition next weekend, and in preparation for that, we're having a friends and family night, about 30 minutes of our competition songs, and we invite you to come to the Wesley United Methodist Church Fellowship Hall at 7:30 Tuesday evening. That's in Sedalia on Broadway. You go east on Highway 50, just two or three blocks. And Homer's got an announcement.
Actually, anything to get close to Sharon for a little while.
You're good.
Well, never lose an opportunity. Last fall, I mentioned in the church monthly bulletin or whatever that we're going to have a plant sale this spring. And I talked with the Main Street director about a plant sale that they're planning, I think probably at the community building or something like that. But in any case, I'd like to arrange the plant sale so that it coincides with theirs. And she said recently that they hadn't quite set the date yet, but it would be either the last Saturday in April or the first Saturday in May. So you might want to keep that in mind and kind of get your plants ready to bring in, because I think we're going to have a good time. Last time that I did this was quite a few years ago, but all the green thumbers had a great time getting together, never mind whether we sold anything or not. But just put it on your schedule, and maybe we can have a great time either the last Sunday and last Saturday in April or first Saturday in May. Thank you.
Would you bow your heads with me for a moment of prayer? Gracious and loving God, we lift our concerns for our friends and our church family to you, and there may be many more unspoken in our hearts. We know you hear all of our petitions, and we ask for your love and grace to surround these friends, to bring them peace and healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Our praise team will bring us the word in song, "God of My Days."